Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. And glory to God. We are the church together. Hallelujah. We just praise God for today. Amen. This second Sunday in January, second Sunday of the year. Hallelujah. It's quite a day here for us. Amen. It's quite a day here for us. Maybe some of you know that Pastor Mom is in the hospital right now, and we praise God for all that he's done and all that he will do. Glory to God. And we know with a blessed assurance that Romans 8:28 is in full effect in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Catherine is with her at the hospital right now. And I see Pastor Catherine's number one key press, so that means that Mom is available to greet us this morning. Praise God. Amen. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
How you doing?
We're doing good. It's good to hear your voice this morning.
Well, thank you.
And how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I ate lunch and went to sleep.
Okay. And now you woke up. Amen. Amen. So you want to say the Lord's Prayer for us and open us up with prayer this morning. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us a good day and day
after. Lead us not.
Forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Bob. Hallelujah. And then we have our prayers that we usually pray together. I know you don't have it in front of you right now, but you jump in at any time. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, we miss being with you in the same room, Pastor Mama. We'll see you later. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And you're going to be speaking today, but you're going to be speaking by recording. Hallelujah. We have a recording that you made several years ago called Obedience to God. So you're going to, the benefits of obedience. So you're going to be hearing that later on, okay? So if you can, I know you took some medication, so if you're awake, that'd be great. If you're not, that's okay too. All right? Love you, Mom.
Love you too.
Okay. And thank you, Pastor Catherine. Love you too. Amen.
Love you too.
Praise the Lord. Let's go on to our scripture today, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and then we'll go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Okay, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. And Lord God, and we bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Now, I think all of you who are on the line right now, we all know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about him, his name, and his nature. Amen. And this is our pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. And so our pearl to ponder for this month is fire. Hallelujah. Last week, we talked about him being a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. It says it in Hebrews 12, verse 29. God is a consuming fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the song we had last week, that was just, you know, bow down and worship him. Hallelujah. Consuming fire. Sweet perfume. His awesome presence fills this room. Amen. So today, we're going to talk about how he's a fire. He's a refiner's fire. He is the refiner. Hallelujah. Fire refines us. Zechariah 13 and verse 9 says, I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Hallelujah. Now, this song that I'm about to play is called Refiner's Fire by Steve Green. Now, I'm just going to pray that after I hear this, I'll be able to talk after this. This is a song that I first heard many years ago. I want to say at least 20 years ago or more. And every time I hear it, I get touched so very deeply. And it talks about God being a refiner's fire and how we yield to that fire, you know, and he doesn't do it all at once. You know, there are seasons of his refining that comes in to refine us. And I've been through some seasons of refining. And part of the lyrics in there says that I'm learning now to crave the fire's embrace. You know, I'm still learning to crave the fire's embrace, because when he does, when we do go through that refining fire, some things are burned off. They're burned out of us. They're burned out of our lives. And this is the season for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. His name is Steve Green. So you can Google the lyrics on that. Steve Green, Refiner's Fire, in case you haven't heard it before.
There burned a fire with sacred heat, white hot with holy flame, and all who dare pass through its blaze will not emerge the same. Some as bronze and some as silver. I may lose soul desires, first and cleansed and purified, that the Lord be glorified. He is consuming my soul, refining.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We choose the refiner's fire. We choose your fire. Hallelujah. We want to be cleansed and purged and purified so that you will be glorified. And thank you for consuming our soul, refining us, and making us whole. Hallelujah. Amen. And no matter what we may lose, we choose the refiner's fire. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we say, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Purge us, clean us, you refine us with your fire, Lord. And as Job said, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, hallelujah, when he has purged me, when he has cleansed me with his refiner's fire, hallelujah, I'm adding a little bit in there, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then the word that the Lord had given for this year, part of the word is that basically that's what he's going to be doing, is cleansing us and purging us. And the more he can cleanse us and purge us, the more he sees himself in us. Hallelujah. The more he can reveal himself in us and through us as we are being purged by him, by his refiner's fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I listened to that about 3 or 4 times this morning, crying all over the place. Hallelujah. And I said, well, thank you, Lord. You gave me a chance to get all of this out before we went online, but it still happened anyway. Amen. So he's doing it, and I know I'm in total agreement, and I know that you are too. Praise God. Amen. And if there's anything that's not in total agreement, we say, Lord, make it so. Hallelujah. Make it so that we are totally in agreement with your cleansing and your purging. And so let's just commit in our hearts to ponder on this pearl of being, of God being our consuming fire and our refiner's fire. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Declarations today. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He's given us some good declarations. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just hear one in my heart right now. When I'm here, let me go to this first. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established, hallelujah, unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So he wants us to declare a thing, so it will be established, Praise God. And the light shall shine. Hallelujah. Amen. In Isaiah 40 and verse 8, it says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands, you Lord God. Isaiah 40 and verse 8. And that word, the light shall shine upon thy ways. When I was in the hospital with Pastor Mom, and one of the workers came in, and, you know, we were talking and everything, and the Lord let me know that she needed to receive him, and she was ready to receive him. And what I saw was light around her. As soon as we engaged in a conversation, she just lit up. And it looked like this yellowish, goldish light that was around her. And then it intensified when she prayed the prayer of salvation. And I said, wow, you know, I've seen God's light around people before, you know, more than I had seen in the past. And his light was shining upon her. And his light was shining because one of his children was about to get saved. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. So the first declaration that I'm hearing is kind of from a song, but it just kept booming in my head. So we don't have Pastor Mom here sitting with me this morning to repeat where we can hear it. So you guys, you know how we do. We're fully engaged in these declarations, and we're repeating them. And when I say fully engaged, that means your faith is operating at the same time. You know, we do a lot of multitasking. I'm the multitask queen. But there are times where we need to not multitask and just go ahead and fully engaged. Hallelujah. And speak it out. So repeat after me. I say yes. Lord, yes. I say yes. Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, hear you and obey. I say yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Amen. That's part of our sermon today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to another one. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 17 and Psalm 1 and verse 3. Let's continue on. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. The last one, great is the peace, children, and children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Amen. Amen. And we just thank and praise the Lord for these declarations. Hallelujah, that they are established right now. And things around us may wither, it may fade, things around us may change. But the word of God that we've spoken today, hallelujah, the word of God that we speak out is the word of God. The word of God is the word of God that stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. For those of you who just joined us, I just want to let you know that Pastor Mom did open us up in prayer this morning, so we were able to hear her voice. I think all of you know that Pastor Mom is in the hospital. She had surgery it was the 3rd, because this happened on the 2nd. So on the 3rd, she was in the hospital and she went to the hospital on the 2nd. But on the 3rd, she had surgery to put together fractured bones in her femur. And the surgery was a success. She's doing well. She's still in the hospital now. And you know, Pastor Catherine is there with her right now, and after church today, I'm going to go and be with her, and the Lord has, he's just blessed us so much and allowed us to be able to spend the night with her. So that's what we've been doing, taking turns spending the night with her, and she's doing well. Praise God. Praise God. Now what we're doing and what you can join us in prayer for is for her to be admitted into a good rehab, and because she needs to be in a rehab right now. Her leg is in a brace. It's not in a cast, but it's in a brace that goes from her thigh down to her calf. That leg is moved. Right now, there has it has been pain in it, and we continue to pray that there's no pain when she turns, or when they have to turn her from side to side. And so, you know, it's important for her to be in a rehab so that they can give her therapy with the movement that she can have, and keep that movement that she does have still going. Amen. So you know, pray for us. We the rehab that we tried to get her into, they were full. Yeah, most of them are full in Missouri. So now we're you know, reaching over into Illinois looking for one. And the main thing, we want her to be in one that is a good one. You know, we want her to be treated well and be in a good atmosphere. And so that's what our prayer is. Amen. So please join us together with that. We're going to have some praise and worship. I'm kind of feeling Sister McDowell this morning. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear some Sister McDowell this morning with praise and worship, and then we'll come back and we'll do some finances. Then we'll go into the sermon. And the sermon today is going to be Pastor Mom. I'll probably say this some more later, but we have a recording of her preaching several years ago, and it was good. The benefits of obedience. Amen. It's good. And the interesting thing about this is I'm looking up our praise and worship here. The interesting thing about it, you know, God never let us be caught unaware. But he had told me last week, he said, look up, because I knew Mom was going to speak on today. And this is before she went into the hospital. And he said, look up one of those sermons that Pastor Mom has done before. And I had it already queued up on Get 'Em Radio. And I said, but, you know, she can go ahead and do what she's been doing. And he didn't say anything else to me. So then this morning I realized, oh, okay, you were letting me know, but you didn't tell me all the details. And that's okay. It's called faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's hear Sister McDowell. In case you don't know who she is, I think everybody here knows who she is. She's the one who sings our beginning song, I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together. And we've been good friends with her for many years. She's a wonderful woman of God. Amen. And her and her husband would come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and they would he would preach and she would sing. So, amen. This is our very dear Sister Charlene McDowell.
We have come into thy
Amen. And I must tell Jesus, Jesus alone. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got a real nice touch from the Lord this morning. I hope you did too. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's go into our prayer over finances. God has been blessing ones with finances. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have a testimony, tell us about that testimony. Because I know he's blessing more than just me and Pastor Mom over here. Hallelujah. Some of you have just been blessed. Amen. The thing that I can say, I know, you know, some things have changed with, you know, people who were giving before, may not be giving to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. The Lord may have sent them someplace else to give. But what's so awesome is that when people changed of what they were giving here, other people changed and started giving more. And so it has been basically balanced out. And I thank God for that. I just thank him. Hallelujah. Because he knows the end from the beginning. So it may look like as the prophet Elijah, you know, it said the brook dried up. Well, the brook dried up, but God provided in another way. Hallelujah. So we can look forward to even when the brook dried up, that he's going to take care of us. And he was just reminding me that for 17 years, I did not have a paycheck coming in at all or any kind of check on a regular basis coming in. Zero. Okay? For 17 years. And he was just reminding me. And I just had to just fall out laughing. He reminded me, he said, now you're getting money that's coming in every month. So you know everything's going to be all right. You may not understand what's going to happen in the future, but I got you. I had you then. I got you now. And amen. And so I hope even sharing that is a blessing to you all as well. I mean, when he told me to go into full-time ministry 20-something years ago, it was like, you know, I didn't know. I was leaving a job that was, I was making about six figures, you know, a year. And suddenly I wasn't going to be making anything or bringing in anything but God. Hallelujah. And what I found out during that time is that his favor means more than money. Glory to God. His favor means more than money. And he allowed me to live with people that I didn't even know them really and got blessed. And they were a blessing to me, and he allowed me to be a blessing to them as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he knows the end from the beginning when things begin to change. Thank God he changes not. Hallelujah. And he's going to make sure that his children are taken care of. Amen. Let's go to our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Mom, I miss you. But now repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. To remember that all I have belongs to you, and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not finance it, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God. We believe that. Amen. We've declared it. We decree it. We believe it. Hallelujah. Now, there are three ways that you can sow your seed into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. There's three ways that you can do that. One is we do have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. $ESLCCC. Amen. If you're in this building, we're at 2E, and you can bring it to 2E. Praise God. If you want to send it by mail, you can make your check. Someone sent a money order. Make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know some people would rather send a money order than a check so that, you know, if the check's not cashed real quick, you know, if the money order is already taken care of, because some people don't cash checks quick. I usually do, you know, but, you know, sometimes things happen. So it's up to you whether a check or a money order. Just be led of the Lord. Amen. Now let's pray. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing today. Thank you, Lord God. There's special blessings for tithers that give the 10%. In Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for that. And thank you, Lord, that when you pour out of the windows of heaven, you did that during the 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, the whole world was filled with the rain that you poured out of the windows of heaven. And so, Lord God, we thank you for opening those windows of heaven for us. For those who have given the 10%, there will be too much for us to contain. So we got to bless other people as well. And then, Lord God, we thank you that you said you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Thank you, Lord God, that our money will not be lost, stolen, destroyed, devoured, or wasted. And then we even extend that past our money, but to anything pertaining to us with regards to life and godliness. That, because there's been a lot of car thefts going on, stolen off of cars and break-ins of homes and things like that. We thank you, Lord God, that as we tithe, we are fully protected in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah, from any stray bullets or anything like that. We thank you that you are our protection. You are a strong tower. We give you praise and glory now in Jesus' name. We also pray for those who are giving. It's not really 10% that you're giving, but you're trying to start off and trying to give something. So we thank you for the givers, Lord God. You said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those who are giving, that men will give unto their bosoms in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for it, Lord. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where you say you will make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we thank you for that, Lord God. We continue to trust in you with all our heart. Hallelujah. And as we sow our seed today, our blessing seed today, we remember that it is harvest time and that you give not only harvest, but harvest on top of harvest, on top of harvest. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Those of you who just joined us, Pastor Mom opened us up in prayer. She is still in the hospital. She opened us up with a word of prayer this morning, and she will be doing the sermon by recording. Hallelujah. It's a recording that was done several years ago. I want to say maybe even 10 years ago or so, by the prayer that she prayed, I could tell. And the people that you're going to hear on this recording were with us that day. We used to have service in the Heritage House Chapel downstairs. And, you know, there were people who were there with us that day, and they're the people who are reading the scriptures that Pastor Mom is going to tell them to read. Amen. And so we're going to hear one more song by our friend, Minister Joy Bryant. I feel like a joy song today. Hallelujah. And so I like her joy song. So I'm going to play that today, and we're going to hear that. And and then we'll hear from Pastor Mom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's called Joy's Medley by Minister Joy Bryant. Praise God. Dance there, y'all.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm better for my praise each and every day. I've got so much to thank God for. I come from, we used to have devotion, and the deacons would come together, stand before the congregation, and they start a little hymn like this. They say, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh,
Jesus on the main line,
tell him what you want. You in my soul.
Be with my family, Lord. Take him and lead him along the way.
Lord, I just thank you and I just praise your holy name. I just lift up each and every one that's here today. And lift up the ones that want to be here and weren't able to be here, Lord. And we just thank you, we just thank you. We ask you to just bless Brother Yarbrough today, heal his body, and take him in Jesus' name. And I just thank you and praise your holy name in Jesus' name. And Holy Father, I ask you to let me speak your word today.
Yes.
Let me get out of the way, Lord, and you get in the way. And
yes,
I just thank you and I just praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, today I'm going to talk about obedience is the act of obeying or a willingness to obey. Obedience is doing or willing to do what one is told. Obedience is talking orderly. Obedience to God, respecting and loving God. There are benefits to being obedient to God. Okay. Let's see. I think your page has, I'm going to read this and then we're going to read the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20 verses 3 through 17 is the Ten Commandments God wants to let the children of Israel know how to obey him. So let's all read it together. The Ten Commandments. Let's start reading. Number one.
Do not have other gods.
Number two.
Do not make graven images or bow down to them.
Number three.
Don't take God's name in vain.
Number four.
Keep the Sabbath day holy.
Number five.
Honor your father and mother.
Number six.
Do not murder.
Number seven.
Do not commit adultery.
Number eight.
Do not steal.
Okay, number nine.
Do not lie.
Number 10.
Do not covet.
Okay. Now, I think yours have on your paper, I'm going to let each one, let's have Sister Richardson read first.
You got your
phone? No. She can read. Now, read off of the page.
It's not on the page.
It's not on the page.
They just have the scripture. What the scripture is, they don't have the word.
Oh, they don't have
the
word.
Scripture.
Okay.
But she has her Bible with her, right?
The first one is John 14, verse 21. Somebody get down 15, verse 10. Somebody gets 1 John 15. First John 2. Chapter 2 and verse 3 and 6. Okay. And I give another one. Let's see.
I'll do John 15:10.
Okay. And the next one is it's going to be Psalms 119 and verses 1 and 2. So I stop there and then I go back. Okay, is anybody been getting what I said? Anybody want to know? You know your sister Richardson?
Yes, well, yes, ma'am. I got
John 14.
John 14:21.
Uh huh.
It said, He that have my commandments.
Yes.
He that hath my commandments and keep them, he is it that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
Okay, that tells you that he will love you. if you have his commandments, he will love you, and he will manifest himself to you. So that's a good one. Okay, who has John 15 and 10? Okay, Papa.
John 15 and 10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Yeah, but if you keep his commandments and abide in my love, even as I have in my Father's commandments and obey, it is in his love. Okay, who got 1 John 2 and verses 3 through 6?
And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
All right. Okay. Who does not know is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we don't want to be a liar. We want to know the truth of God.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And also keepeth his word. In him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked.
We abide, we walk like him, and we will walk like him and be like him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Okay. And it says, our obedience to God is the difference between being great in the kingdom of heaven and having blessings in our lives are being the least in the kingdom of heaven and having a curse in our lives. Did somebody get Psalms 119 verses 1 and 2?
Blessed are the identified in the way.
Read loud. Go ahead.
Blessed are the identified in who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart.
Yes, that we testify and keep him in our whole heart. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, somebody get Genesis 22 and verse 18.
It was Deuteronomy.
What, did I miss something? Oh, Deuteronomy 11, 26 and 28. I'm sorry.
Anybody got that? I got it.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known.
All right. Now, we don't want a curse. We want a blessing from the Lord. That's what we want. We want a blessing from the Lord. And we just thank the Lord for just having his blessing. Now, who has Genesis 22 and 18? Pastor? I mean, doctor. Do you have that? Genesis 22 and 18.
I have it.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. See, Abner.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And in thy seed.
Okay. And we be blessed on this earth, and because thou hast obeyed my voice, he will bless us. The other lady back there, do you have?
No, I don't have it.
You don't have the Bible? Okay. Do you want to read something?
Yes,
We have an
extra Bible.
Okay, doctor. I give you something now. Matthew 5:19.
So anyone who breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys them and teaches others to do so will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
That's Catherine. Okay. So then when we obey, we have in the kingdom of heaven, we obey God. And now I'm going to read this. When we obey the Lord, we are pleased to him. We prosper and are happy. Somebody read 1 John 3:22.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing to his
in
sight.
His sight.
Yes,
sir. When we do that, we have
oh, okay.
pleasing in his sight. Yes. Oh, sisters, Barbara, go back to Deuteronomy 29:9.
Okay. Deuteronomy 29:9.
And I'm gonna let somebody else be 1 Kings 2:3.
Okay, Deuteronomy 29:9 says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do.
Yes, Lord. When we be obedient and keep all of this in mind, and we'll be perfect in all that we do. Okay, 1 Kings 2:3. Anybody have that? 1 Kings 2:3. I'm letting y'all work today.
Yeah.
So you'll know. And then after 1 Kings, I want somebody to get 1 John 2:17.
You got that one?
You got that one? All right. Okay.
Okay, I got
1 Kings.
Yeah. You got it?
Chapter 2:3.
1 Kings 2:3.
And keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, that it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest. And whithersoever thou turnest,
thou shalt. That's it. Okay. Good. That's what we do. We keep our obedience. Who have 1 John 2:17?
I have.
Okay.
1 John 2:17.
Mm-hmm.
And this, let me see. And the world passes away. And the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Hallelujah. Who that has the will of God will abide forever.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Isaiah 1:19. And then somebody get John 13:17.
Right. Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Oh, yes. See, if we be obedient to God, we'll eat the good bread of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. I just thank you. Isaiah 1 and verse 19.
That's what that was.
That's what that was. John 13 and verse 17.
If you understand these things, you will be blessed if you do.
Okay.
This is to fulfill the scripture. The one who eats my bread has turned against me.
Okay. If you be obedient, you'll know these things, and be happy are ye if you do to them. All right, the next one I got some more, Lord, but it ain't too many. When we obey the Lord, we are in close relationship with him. Matthew 12 and verse 50. Matthew 12 verse 50. In fact,
for whosoever
does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and
mother.
Mm-hmm.
And also Deuteronomy
5:29. Oh, wow. Okay, you got that one too?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. 5:29. It's our obedience and liberty.
It's only then mine exists to fear me all my commandments, always.
All right.
It might go well with them, with
their
children forever.
All right. It says, our obedience not only affecting our lives, but our children's lives too. Okay, you got that. Somebody, I got obedience. God keeps you safe. Now, Ecclesiastes 25:18. And verse 18.
You say Leviticus 25:18 and 19?
No, just 18.
I have it.
Okay, if you have it.
I
can't hear you.
So that you may live in the land that the Lord your God gives you.
Okay.
And that you
Man said, wherefore you shall do my
18 and 19.
19
says, the land will yield its fruit, and you eat your fill and live in it.
Okay. Thank you. And then the land shall ye have fruit, and ye shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. Okay. And my conclusion, when we hear and do what the Lord said, we are blessed. We are his treasure, and we are healed. Okay, James 1 verse 25. James 1 verse 25. Let me give you all of these, and then that's what I'm going to close. James 1 verse 25. Exodus 19 and 5, Exodus 15 and 26, 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. Can you hear me all, everybody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Exodus 15 and 26, you said?
No, James 1 and verse 25 first.
Okay. Whosoever looketh into... Let me say it, but whosoever looks into the
perfect law of liberty,
the law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, and a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Okay.
Sorry,
Sister Barbara, okay, Sister Barbara, you got Exodus 19 and 5.
Okay, I don't have that. Exodus 19.
And verse 5.
And verse 5. Just a second. Exodus 19 and verse 5.
Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
Okay. Did anybody get Exodus 15 and 26? Exodus 16 and 26.
Verse 6. Now,
right here.
Oh, Lord.
Verse
26. 26.
Okay.
Verse 15 and Exodus 15 and verse 26.
Wait a minute. Chapter 15.
Uh-huh. And
verse
26.
And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians.
Yes.
I am the Lord that healeth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. See, yes. If we do what he said, he'll keep all the diseases from you.
Yes.
Just keep his obedience going. Okay, the last one is 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. Okay, go ahead.
And Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
All right. Okay. Now, this is going to be our close, but I want everybody to repeat after me after I finish this now. Let me read this first, and then I'll tell you. We all want to be obedient to God. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord, we want to be obedient to you.
We want to be obedient to you.
We love you.
We love you.
And want to be pleasing to you.
And want to be pleasing to you.
Help us to hear your voice.
Help us to hear your voice.
And help us to do your will.
And help us to do your will.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful.
Like that, being obedient to God and how to be obedient to God.
Yes.
And that just gave the Lord just said, go back and get something that you preached long time ago.
Yes.
So I preached that long time ago.
Praise the Lord.
And I said,
beautiful.
Just bring
beautiful.
That out. And I
yes.
just thank the Lord
obedience.
For that today.
Obedience, yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
And yes.
Being
obedient to God, He healed my body, and gave me my
strength.
Knowing,
saying,
the
Lord
is
in
your
strength.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit
cometh
in me, and I spoke and prayed, and I felt so much better.
Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We so glad.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. So good to hear Pastor Mom sounding so strong. Hallelujah. And for those who just joined us, amen, that was a recording of Pastor Mom preaching the benefits of obedience. And that was surmising. It was probably about 7 years ago. And as I was listening, I was, you know, almost in tears because some of those people who were reading have now gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. Dr. Adams has gone home to be with the Lord. He was well in his 90s when he went. And then there was another lady who was in the back, and she's gone home to be with the Lord as well. Amen. So we thank God. We know they're absent from their bodies, but present with the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we're getting ready to open up the lines, but first we're going to go ahead and pray the prayer of salvation. And, well, I want to go back and say I thank Pastor Mom. You know, I just see the difference of where she was back then and where she is now. And she still loves the Lord so much. Amen. Hallelujah. She may not be able to talk like she did back then, but she still loves the Lord. Amen. And gosh, I got so much I can say right now. The doctors came and looked at her and did some tests on her. They did a CT scan on her brain. They did an EEG on her brain waves. And they were, looking at all that, and they said, well, there's nothing abnormal in her brain. There has not been a stroke. There's not been a heart attack. And yet they still, have diagnosed her with, I'll just say the word, memory issues. And, you know, we know that the memory of the just is blessed. Hallelujah. We know that she has the mind of Christ. And I was saying to the doctor, I said, she may not remember that she had cream of wheat for breakfast this morning, but she does know that the Lord is her shepherd. She shall not want. Amen. She does know our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. And so she has retained, in her mind. And thank God she still knows who we are, her children. And she reaches out for us and family members and some friends. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And whatever state that she's in, we're going to love her. Hallelujah. Amen. She's 90 years young. We just going to love her. Mom, we love you. Amen. If you're still awake, amen. And if you're not awake, we still love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Those who are listening to this program, this church service this morning, if you're not for sure that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time. This is just the right time for you. I made a statement that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That happens when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I can listen to the people on this recording who have gone home to be with the Lord, and I know that they've gone home to be with the Lord because they received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen. So this is your turn. If you don't know for sure, if you know you got baptized but you can't remember if you really received Jesus, if you asked him to be in your heart, then this is your time. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. This is a love thing. He loves you so much that he gave his son to come here to suffer, to bleed, and to die, to pay the price for our sins. In Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe what the Bible says, what Jesus said over 2,000 years ago. None of us was here. You have to make a choice to believe. So repeat this prayer after me. With all your heart, fully engaged, repeat this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to pray over you right now. Lord, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right, power to walk right. Hallelujah. Power to even read the Bible and understand it, and power to speak in their prayer language. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you right now to learn and grow in the things of God. You can do that by going to a Bible-believing church. That could be right in your own neighborhood. You can also do that by being a part of the God in the Mist Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And so God has developed, he's put this together, this family of broadcasts, so that we can all learn and grow together. You can be a part of it by calling. And I'll tell you when the services are. The services, and you can call area code 516-418-56. 99, and I'll tell you what times that you can call. You can be a part of a live broadcast. Hallelujah. You can also look at our listen to our podcast, and we have our podcast that you all you have to do is Google Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio. And when you Google that, you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can listen to all of our over 1,300 podcasts in their entirety, including this service from today. Amen. So I'm going to tell you the times, the days, and the times that you can listen by calling 516-418-5699. Amen. And I see people are already pressing your number one key and getting ready to pray for Pastor Mom, make comments on her sermon, or if you have a prayer request or I just want to say something, press your number one key. I'll be opening up the lines in just a moment. Okay, now on Sundays, you call that number, 516-418-5699. We're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Amen. We plan on being here on next Sunday as well. Amen. And I believe that I'll be speaking next Sunday. We'll see what's happening by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. But 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasure. And that will be at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. And we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we have four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues after that. And that is every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. And this time, it will be this Wednesday coming up, the 11th of January. And last year, we had over 70 healings last year. So we're just looking forward to God doing great and awesome things on this Wednesday, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Thursday is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And then we're here 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I hope I said Wednesdays right, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this month, on our Thursday edition, we are having Prophecy Month. So what we're talking about is what God has said for 2023. We had a great time on last Thursday where we had a chorus of prophetic voices, and we heard prophecies from four different people, including me, and of what God has laid on our hearts for 2023. So if you didn't hear that, please go back and Google it. Hallelujah, and listen to that podcast. It was awesome. And now this Thursday, we have Evangelist Janie Sims, who will be with us 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. On the following Thursday, we're going to have Bishop Aaron McClary. The same time, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on the 26th, of January, we're going to have our very own Pastor Helen Price to give us a word for 2023. So please join us. Amen. And then we're doing a new thing starting the fourth Wednesday, every fourth Wednesday, and it's going to be on the 25th of January, and we're calling it Anointed Pandemic Babies. These babies are coming out since at least 2019, and the Lord is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. They are doing things that children probably wouldn't do for months later, and they're doing it coming out of the womb. So we want to highlight some of those children, their parents, and we want to pray for them and their parents. Amen. Amen. So please join us. That'll be, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. The 25th of January will be our first broadcast on that. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to open up the line. Pastor Catherine, you might have just had your line, your number one key pressed from earlier today. But I'm going to, Pastor Catherine, I'm going to say your name a few times. You might be doing things because I know in the hospital room there's a lot that could be going on right now. But I'll open the line. If you're not there, that's okay. Amen. And if you are, it's okay too. Pastor Catherine? Okay. Pastor Catherine, praise and Pastor Mark.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Well, praise God. Yeah, I'm rushing to try to do something, but I enjoyed everything. Okay. God bless you all. Okay. I'll talk to you later. The nurse is in.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Amen. Yeah, I know in the hospital room, there's people coming in and out quite a bit, you know, respiratory therapists, the nurse, the tech, the all kinds of stuff, people coming in. Amen. So, Pastor Price, we see your number one key press, and then Minister Amber, and then Minister Rachel. Anyone else? What we're saying now is if you would like to pray for Pastor Mom, in our family, you know, you can press your number one key and you know, say a prayer. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, we'll pray for you as well. Amen. Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God. Thank you. God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in their respective places. I know today is the 8th, but I'm still happy to everybody. Apostle, I just thank God for him, the service today, the entire service, every single part of the service. And thank God for his word today through Pastor Mom. What a wonderful, wonderful word of obedience that she ministered on the benefits of obedience. And to hear all the different people that were there at that time that were reading. Was the other man Roy that was reading too, Apostle?
You know, I couldn't recognize that voice.
Okay, I thought it might be Roy. I thought, what is that Roy? Was that Roy?
Yeah, it is Roy to me, but it might have been.
Yeah, it sure doesn't sound wonder, but I was just thankful to God for the word. I always loved the style of how Mom ministers, that she would give that word of God out. Mom, we thank God. If you're listening, I don't know if the nurse is still in your room, but we just thank God for that word. That's such a wonderful word. And I join with Apostle and with Pastor Catherine and the precious saints of God. We thank the Lord for Psalms 23 that talks about that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then he says something. He restoreth my soul. And the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And so as we come today, we thank God for restoration, Mom, in your body from the top of your head, Mom, to the soles of your feet. We thank God for restoring your memory, restoring anything that would affect your speech in any kind of way. We thank God for restoration, and we pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense and a protection over every part of your body. We believe the report of the Lord. He couldn't tell for sure because he's asking you questions. You have been in surgery, and you'd come out, and they're asking questions, and so you're recuperating. So he don't know all that was going on. I'm talking about the doctor. We thank God for doctors. We thank God for nurses, for they're an expression of God's mercy and of his grace. And we do the part we know to do, which is to stand on the word of God. So we thank you, Lord, for restoring Mom's all of her mind, her will, her emotions, her body, restoring her strength, Lord God. And then we're just standing in agreement. We're touching in agreement that the right rehabilitation center, as you recover, that God will give you that just right one. And before you even go there, we dispatch forth infinitum numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, Michael the Archangel, angels that gather to begin to remove everything that's not of God from that facility there where you will be at. And to be able to minister forth by the Spirit of God, the protection around you, Mom, as you go and come. I love you, Mom. I love you, Mom. Love you, Pastor Catherine and Apostle. Thank you all so much for the love and care that you have for Mom. May God strengthen you. The older saints used to say, pray my strength in the Lord. Well, I pray you all strength. He conned the whole shot. I pray for strength around you, Pastor Catherine. For strength around you, Apostle, as you all go about the daily care and for Mom. And so we just thank God for you, and we thank God for each one of you on the line. May God, too, as I agree with the Apostle, may he meet each one of you and us at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. So I give love, thank God for each one of you all and love you all. And I'll go back on mute. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. I felt that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. Minister Amber, opening up your line. Welcome.
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone, and happy blessed Sunday. And I truly thank God for the word that was brought forth today. And I continually pray for Grandma's strength and Pastor Aunt Catherine's strength and your strength as well. And I just really love hearing the message that Grandma brought forth in the recorded video. And God has always led me to say that Get On Radio is an anointed time capsule, an anointed time capsule. And that's what it felt like for me. And it's so wonderful to hear the word that was brought forth. And I love that word so much. And I continually pray for grandma's strength and wholeness in the Lord, and that he will continue to strengthen her so she can continue to preach the way that great message came out today. And I truly thank God for her and all of you. God bless you all.
Amen, Mr. Amber. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I like that. Anointed time capsule. Amen. Because that's what we think about, you know, our recordings of on Get 'Em Radio, that people can go back and listen to them and be blessed. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. I'm going to open the line for Minister Rachel and family. Anyone else? Press your number one key.
Say hi, Gabriel. Hi to everyone. Say happy new year. Hi to everyone. And I do agree with the woman of God. Was saying, Minister Amber, yep, you know, the time capsule, because that's a blessing. It's a blessing.
They have everything
recorded so we can all listen to, and those are the seeds of blessings, you know, as we be obedient to the Lord, we will eat the good of the land. I thank God for God having her to say those things, because yes, it's better to be obedient to God, because it is a blessing. And that's all I can say. I love you all, and stay strengthened in the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. God bless you and your family. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. I don't see anyone else's number one key pressed, and I don't see any text that's saying your number one key is not working. Hallelujah. So thank you all so much for coming on today. I just, you know, bless the Lord for each and every one of you. And, you know, we're keeping you all in prayer, and I know you're keeping us in prayer as well. Hallelujah. Amen. And that I'm going to go back to that song that I played earlier today. You know, check that song out. It's called Refiner's Fire by Steve Green. And that's, you know, check out the lyrics of it and let the Lord minister to your heart about that. Because, you know, as he refines us, as he purges and cleanses things out of our heart, we can truly be obedient to him. It'll be easier and easier to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I guess those are my closing remarks. So God bless you all. Love you all. And hallelujah. Father, I'll really close out. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done today, all that you're doing, all that you will do, Lord God. We just bless your holy name, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And as Pastor Mom would say, I'm trying to remember what she would say, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.